بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد. Continuing with the du'as from the sunnah and the teachings of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The sunnah du'as, among the other benefits as far as the du'a itself is concerned, it also brings into us the aspect of tarbiyah and the aspect of teaching us exactly what are those things and qualities that will reform a person, that will give a person a better life, and that would give us more enjoyment and more fulfillment in everything that we ask for. So therefore we find that the du'as of the sunnah are balanced with the aspects of the world and also with the aspects of the internal qualities that are required for a person to have the correct tarbiyah and to enjoy the inner fulfillment also. In the dua that we will discuss today, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for those type of qualities and internal qualities or attributes that make a person very sound in terms of all his emotional aspects and also in terms of his actions and his a'mal. So the dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us is Allahumma aghnini bil ilm. And in some narrations it comes Allahumma a'inni bil ilm. So Allahumma aghnini bil ilm. O Allah, empower me and support me and make me strong with the quality of knowledge or with the attribute of ilm and knowledge. So first and foremost, we understand that knowledge is something that gives a person strength. Knowledge is something that will give a person tarbiyah and will give a person the good favors of life. Allahumma aghnini bil ilm. Wa zayyinni bil hilm. And when a person is empowered with knowledge and he has enlightenment, then the other quality that he requires with knowledge is that he has to have tolerance. Because if a person has got knowledge alone, and he doesn't have tolerance, then that knowledge can become harmful for that person. So knowledge alone in itself is a good attribute, it's a beautiful acquisition, but just knowledge on its own with the other human tendencies can become a means of a person's harm and also harm to others. So Allahumma aghnini bil ilm wa zayyinni bil hilm. O Allah, beautify me and adorn me with the aspect of tolerance and patience. And this is a important quality for each and every person to develop and cultivate, the aspect of tolerance and patience in all aspects of our life. In salah we require tolerance and patience. With our families we require patience and tolerance. On the road we require patience and tolerance. And like that, with the relationship with each and every person, be it family or people wherever we interact with, in business, etc., the aspect of tolerance and hilm is very important. And this is something that is also born out of knowledge. When a person has ilm and knowledge, then a person also realizes the importance of tolerance and patience and to persevere and to endure things. So the first two parts is Allahumma a'inni bil ilm wa zayyinni bil hilm wa akrimni bit taqwa. And now when a person possesses these two important attributes, then he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor him with the aspect of taqwa and mindfulness and presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and consciousness, which is the thing that we are trying to develop in the month of Ramadan. That if we have taqwa in us, if we have mindfulness of Allah, consciousness, presence of mind, then that will help us to be able to control our actions, our words, and the way that we behave and the way we conduct ourselves. So we can see in each one of these attributes, there is also the important aspect of tarbiyah. Allahumma a'inni bil ilm, wa aghnini bil ilm, wa zayyinni bil hilm, wa akrimni bil taqwa. And when a person possesses these three attributes, then wa jammilni bil afiyah. Then, O Allah, you beautify me with the aspect of afiyah. And we know afiyah refers to all forms of comforts and good. Meaning that when a person will now develop himself with the three adorning qualities of knowledge, of forbearance, patience, endurance, and tolerance, and that leads him to taqwa and mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consciousness of Allah ta'ala, then ultimately the outcome is that a person becomes one who possesses all forms of good. The attributes in his life are all good. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give afiyah. Afiyah means protection from all harm and protection from doing those things that bring harm to a person. Because a lot of the harm that comes to us also is by our own words, is by our own doing, is by our own behavior. We attract harm and difficulty towards ourselves. So, وَجَمِّلْنِي بِالْعَافِيَةِ اللَّهُمَّ أَعِنِّي بِالْعِلْمِ وَزَيِّنِّي بِالْحِلْمِ وَأَكْرِمْنِي بِالتَّقْوَى وَجَمِّلْنِي بِالْعَافِيَةِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with these beautiful attributes, to learn this dua, to internalize it, and to read it, especially when we are listening to a lesson, or we're going for a lesson, or we open the Quran Sharif to try and learn some, or on kitab, to learn knowledge. This is normally taught to the students before they start their lesson. They read this dua of knowledge. This is a dua of knowledge where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with knowledge, these attributes, then that person's ilm and his knowledge is also complete. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us.